So if we want to conclude, what is ahkam and fiqh? We can say that ahkam are the Islamic laws themselves, whereas fiqh is the process of extracting these Islamic laws from their sources. What are these sources? Well, the sources that we have available today are none other than the Holy Quran and the Ahadith, and the narrations that have reached us from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and the Imams. Let us now consider what the role of fiqh and ahkam is in Islam. When we think of Islamic sciences, usually the Islamic sciences are founded upon the three A's: aqaid, akhlaq, and ahkam. We can think of Islam as a journey, our journey of Islam in order to reach a particular goal. If we think of Islam as a journey, then aqaid would be there to give us the goal. It would set the aim and the goal that we want to reach. It will tell us where we are going, where we have come from, and answer these very fundamental questions about our life. Akhlaq, on the other hand, we can consider it as the vehicle. It is the means to reach that goal. It's answering the question, how do I get there? Akhlaq pertains to the morality and the self-perfection and the virtues that we are supposed to be attaining so that we can make this journey of spiritual progress to our goal, which is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And akhlaq is the means for us to reach that goal. So then what is the role of ahkam? Ahkam would be the path to reach that goal. It tells us which route I should be taking. It sets the direction. Not only does it set the direction, but every path has some boundaries, which if you fall off, or you go away from the boundaries, then you're falling off the path, and you will not be able to reach the goal. And so, fiqh gives us that direction. It provides these boundaries, which we must make sure that we are staying within, so that we don't fall off the path and make our way, inshallah, to reach that goal. We can also think of Islam as a building. We are building a building of Islam for ourselves in our lives. Now, any building must have a strong foundation that everything else is based on. If the foundation is weak, then the rest of the building will be weak. And this is where aqaid comes in. Aqaid, which are our fundamental beliefs upon which all other practices are based, that is the foundation of this building. These are the beliefs of the heart, beliefs of what really exists, the usul-e-deen, those things which we can't just follow somebody else in, but we need to have firm conviction in them in order for all the rest of our Islam and the building of Islam to be built upon. We can think of akhlaq as the staircase. The staircase is the means to rise. Similarly, akhlaq provides us that means to rise and reach that goal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhlaq, as we know, consists of this morality and self-perfection and this day-to-day etiquette that we are supposed to be adhering to. And essentially, it is the way that we will ascend to Allah. Finally, ahkam can be considered as the boundaries of that building. Ahkam tell us, what are the minimum requirements? What are these, the external actions that we are performing? What are the minimum requirements of these that will make sure that we stay within the boundaries of our building? Because if we exceed them, then we will fall off the building.